Procrastinating and postponing, delaying and playing the waiting game is the Achilles heel for so many. But the truth is, on some level, consciously or subconsciously, we all procrastinate. Whether it's waiting for the last moment to study for an exam, waiting for the last day to turn in a paper, waiting days to respond to an email or a phone call, we all procrastinate. But we do it in the world of Ruchnius as well. Do we come to shul just in the nick of time to make Baruch Hu? When performing a chesed, do we wait to the last instant, or do we eagerly anticipate performing that chesed? When going to a shir, do we make it in time, or are we a few minutes late? Procrastination is something that everybody struggles with. But as we enter Sefer Shmos and begin this Shabbos reading, the second book in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the emergence of Klal Yisrael, building of the Jewish people, Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah and Binyan HaMishkan, each of those seminal events happen with extraordinary excitement and enthusiasm, zeal and accelerated pace. Take a look at each of these four and how they occur. Yitzias Mitzrayim v'lo yachlu lismameya. Klal Yisrael doesn't tarry. They can't wait. They can't delay. Ugos matzos kilo botzek. There's not even time to bake bread. But we speed out of Mitzrayim. We know a Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us. We need to leave and we go. And thus from here we learn the halachic principle and concept. Mitzvah habo liyotcha al tachmitzena. Don't delay doing a mitzvah. Zrizin makdim in lamitzos, do it quickly. And thus the Radvaz in a tshuva responded to a Jew who was incarcerated, who explained to the Radvaz that he's allowed and permitted to leave one day. One day the wurtent will allow him to leave and to perform any mitzvah. What day, asked this individual of the Radvaz, should I leave jail? Should I go out on Purim? Should I wait for Yom Kippur? What day should I leave to perform what mitzvah? And the Radvaz says he got it all wrong. You leave the day you can get out, that instant. Because mitzvah bo liyotcha al tachmitzena, who knows what tomorrow will bring. Shema lo tipane, if an opportunity arises, if you have the chance to perform a mitzvah, if you could do something good, don't wait, don't delay, get it done immediately. And as Klal Yisrael are leaving Mitzrayim, the first mitzvah that they are given, Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodesh, and the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, we sanctify the moon and we count based upon the lunar calendar, because the moon waxes and wanes. It gets bigger and it gets smaller, and every month is new. Chiddush, Chodesh, Chodesh, that's the lunar calendar. That's who Klal Yisrael is. We rejuvenate, we renew, we're fresh. Not the Shana, the secular calendar based upon the sun, because that is Shana Lishanos. It repeats itself over and over again. That's the solar calendar. We work with the lunar calendar, the Chiddush, the Chodesh, the Chodesh, because Klal Yisrael are Zrizim. We act with enormous alacrity, and that brings Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim to Kriyas Yamsuf. And as we reach the sea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Daber El B'nei Yisrael V'Yisrael, don't tally, don't wait, get the job done. And Nachshon ben Aminadab doesn't say, who will jump in first? Wait till there's a life vest. Let's see if a boat will come. But he jumps in, and the Gemara in Sota explains, Higia mayim ad nafesh. Water reached his throat. And he was ready, and he did exactly that. He didn't wait for the perfect situation. And as soon as the water reached his neck, the sea split. Because Klal Yisrael, when they need to act, and they act quickly. And that brings us to Matan Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I have a Torah for you, I have a gem. Well, Klal Yisrael doesn't say, let me see what's written in it. Let me read the instructions. Let us have a meeting and let's discuss it. But Klal Yisrael exclaim, Na'aseh v'nishma, we will do it, we will accept it, it's ours. Later, nishma, later we'll discuss, we'll understand, we'll get together and try to figure out what the Torah wants from us. But you want to give us the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu? We accept it, na'aseh v'nishma. And then they build the Mishkan at the end of Sefer Shmos. How will a group of slaves, slave mentality, be able to build the Mishkan? They're becoming artisans. Vayigba libo bidarkei Hashem, they want it and they do it. And the philanthropy is enormous and the donations are incredible. So much so that Moshe Rabbeinu has to tell them, Hamalacha haisa dayam, don't send me more gold and silver and jewels. Nothing. Because there's so much, you've acted so quickly, the Nesim, the chiefs of each of the Shvatim, don't even have what to bring and they're chastised. And there's a yud that's left out of the word Nesim in Parshas Truma, because Klal Yisrael acted so quickly. Thus, from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Kriyas Yamsuf to Matan Torah, and Matan Torah to Binyan Mishkan, Sefer Shmos is a book of enthusiasm, excitement. Klal Yisrael are a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem people. We are Nachshons. We are Nasev and Nishma people. We act quickly with speed and alacrity, never lethargic. And the Chafetz Chaim said that there's a fifth event that happens in Sefer Shmos, which explains this as well. The great Reb Shimon Schwab, the Gadol B'Yisrael, the German Rav, found himself in 1930 as a bacher in the Mir Yeshiva, and as he was headed home to Germany, he stopped in Raden to spend Shabbos with the Chafetz Chaim 2 days from a Friday morning to a Sunday morning. He would speak about this Shabbos for the rest of his life. And that Friday, upon meeting the Chafetz Chaim turned to Rabbi Schwab and asked him, "Are you a Kohen?" Rabbi Schwab responded, "No." The Chafetz Chaim asked him, "Are you a Levi?" Schwab responded, "No." The Chafetz Chaim turned and says, "I'm a Kohen." And Rav Schwab knew this was the sage, the pious Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen Kagan, the Gadol B'Yisrael. What did he want from him? Why was he bragging that he was a Kohen and Rav Schwab wasn't? And the Chafetz Chaim said to him, "Do you know why I'm a Kohen and you're not?" Schwab said, "No." And the Chafetz Chaim explained to him, because 3,000 years ago, Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Egel Hazav, said, "Mi Lashem Eli, who's going to be on my team? Who's going to answer the call?" And Shevet Levi, my ancestors, did. And therefore, as a result, 3,000 years later, I am a Kohen because they were Kohanim. And they ultimately served in the Mishkan and the Mikdash. And therefore, today, when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and we're all running to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, I will enter the Kodesh, and there'll be a stop for you. No full well, Chafetz Chaim said to Rav Schwab, there'll come a time in your life where you'll also receive the call, Mila Hashem Eli. Make sure you respond affirmatively, quickly, and you get the job done. Because what my ancestors did allowed me to enter the Mishkan, to the Mikdash. And unfortunately, your ancestors didn't, and you're unable to. Make sure you answer the call. There's so many times in life, maybe it's happened already, maybe it hasn't happened yet. Will each of us will receive the call, Mila Hashem Eli? Will we be lethargic? Will we be slow on the response? Or will we spring into action? Will we procrastinate and postpone? Or will we do and need to get the job done? Different types of people I leave messages for. Some people call me back quickly, and some people takes days for them to call back. And you know who calls me back quickly? It's the busiest people. Like the saying goes, if you want a job to get done, give it to the busiest person. Those are the people that call back. Those are the people that respond. They get the job done. They're ready, they're prepared, and it's true in Ruchnius as well. It's time for Shacharis, it's time for Mincha, it's time for Maariv. It's time to learn, it's time to go to a shir. There's organization, there's quick action, and that is our responsibility as Bnei Yisrael. That's why each of us must be and can be a Nachshon. We must respond like Klal Yisrael did, Nasev and Ishma. We should be like Nachshons and jump into the water. We should be builders and philanthropists the same way they built the Mishkan. And we should be Yotzei Mitzrayim v'lo yachlu l'slamameya, just like each and every single Jew did when it came to Yetzias Mitzrayim. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the strength, the energy to respond to the call, to answer affirmatively when the call Mi Lashem Eli comes. That is what Sefer Shmos is about. That's what the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf teach us. That's what Maimer Har Sinai, Matan Torah, and Binyan Beit HaMishkan is all about. May we be zoche to continue to follow the message of our ancestors and that which Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael taught each and every single one of us. Have a wonderful Shabbos.